It's 28 minutes to 8 on breakfast. That's a perfect time to talk sport with Francis Leach. Francis, good morning again.
Hey, friend.
Well, FIFA boss Sepp Blatter can't find a friend these days. Even the European Parliament's turned on him.
The toothless tiger's taken a chunk out of him. The European Parliament's called on Sepp Blatter to stand down immediately as FIFA president and allow for an interim leader to launch reforms into football's governing body. In a show of hands, members of the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted for the resolution during a plenary session in Strasbourg in France overnight. Blatter, of course, announced his resignation in the midst of the corruption scandal, which continues to rumble on, but the FIFA won't be held till an extraordinary executive committee meeting later in the year. It could be as late as December, so pressure is building there. Also, pressure within the Socceroos camp, Fran, just following this story as well, as they're readying for their opening 2018 World Cup qualifying campaign match against Kyrgyzstan next week. The Players Association, the Professional Footballers Association, has launched legal action against the FFA, alleging that the body has not handed over match payments and commercial bonuses owed to the national team. It's confirmed it's filed a grievance claim with the Federation's independent disputes arbitrator, but declined to specify exactly how much money was in dispute, and also made it quite clear the players are fully focused on preparing for the next weekend's match against Kyrgyzstan in Bishkek. The FFA has called the whole thing disruptive, and those of us with long memories just call it business as usual with the Socceroos in dispute with the governing body. It's happened on numerous occasions.
Yeah, indeed. And while we're talking football, how about the Matildas? They've got a big game this weekend.
They do. They play Nigeria tomorrow morning, our time. SBS 1, check your guides for when it's on. But, really, they need to win. They need to win this game and give themselves a platform to get out of the group stage because Sweden will also be a tough ask. So this young Nigerian team, which drew 3-3 with Sweden earlier in the week and played some really attractive football too, will be a very difficult proposition. But this is exactly what Alan Stetic has been training his team for over the last 18 months. In matches currently on, it's Germany 1, Norway 1 in a match which is in the 70. First minute there in Canada as we speak.
And we've been speaking about Matthew Dellavedova and his efforts in the NBA playoffs recently. The New Yorker has a fantastic front page today, or headline. It's a satire, actually. It's not a front page, piece of satire. Dellavedova breaks arms, legs, neck, will play game 4. And this is a reference to how tough they think he is, and the guy is. He suffered dehydration in game 3, but he reckon he's backing up for game 4. He's just going to forego the pre-match cup of coffee.
Yeah, he's been the story of the tournament, the playoffs so far. That performance the other day where he put up 20 points, but it was more his physical effort to break up the play of the Golden State Warriors, win the ball back. Any 50-50 ball seems to be his, and it's a psychological advantage he has over his opponents now. Whether he can go the distance in all 7 games, if it goes that deep, will be the key thing, because he does give everything and leave it all out there on the board. So we'll see how he goes. But yes, he has certainly caught the imagination, both good and bad. He's split the American public on the way he plays his basketball. Just a quick cricket update too, Fran. 4 for 243 Australia at the moment. Steve Smith 127 not out. Shane Watson 13 not out. Adam Voges was the last man out. We're heading to the last overs of the first day of that second test.
Francis, thank you very much.
See you, Fran.
Francis Leach from Grandstand.